going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in Charles Davis from the NFL Network. Of course, you can watch Charles's coverage throughout NFL Network's draft coverage starting tonight, 8 o'clock. NFL Network will be live at the draft in Green Bay. Charles, thanks for making time for us, man.
Thanks for having me. Hope you guys are well.
We are well, brother.
It's such an exciting, kind of fun moment getting ready for this thing. What's it like for you? You've been doing this a long time, but I imagine it, every time it still feels different.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because each draft has a different tenor, right? You have different expectations going in. There's always the unknowns that are going to creep in. You try and cover every contingency in your mind as you're going through it, but there's no way to actually do that. And you're also, well, look, we're at the stage now as we approach the draft where we are, you know, we're essentially leaping at shadows, because Everyone's got a new theory. Everyone's got a new thing. And people you trust, people you don't trust, are putting stuff out there. You're wondering if you should trust it. Then the people you do trust, you're like, that goes counter to everything I already know, but he knows better than I do. And now You're changing your mind. And you just try your best to stick with what you believe going in, and you do have to understand you're not going to be right on everything. In fact, it's like playing baseball. The greats go into the Hall of Fame if they fail 7 out of 10 times at the plate. This is something we need to keep in mind, and we also, as we evaluate the people who are doing the picking, more times than not, they're not going to hit on the draft choice. But you've got to have a good record, right? Hit your starters when you can. Fill in as you go along. But if you have 10 draft picks, the idea that all 10 are going to hit and contribute, oof. But you have a year like that, you should probably retire.
Yeah, immediately. So, Charles, let me ask you the question, all right? So the draft now has become who gets the quarterback. And this draft has been said to not be as quarterback heavy as the one was last year. Yeah. You've done this a long time. How do you look at, when there's not a quarterback, how do you look at drafts and say, okay, but there's still a lot of players you can get on your team?
Yeah, it's a great question, Brian. And really what you come out of it with is, and in this draft, I've heard it said many different times, I'm not Mr. Original Thought here. I think a lot of people have thought it, people have said it, but here it is. This is a draft of starters. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to be drafted, come into this league, and be good starters in the NFL. Superstars, transcendent players, the quarterback that takes you to the top, remains to be seen. But in the evaluation process, there are a lot more question marks than there are what we think answers. Mm-hmm. And last year, let's be honest about it, 6 quarterbacks in the top 12. One didn't play at all last year in J.J. McCarthy because he was injured. The other 5 played to varying degrees, right, in terms of time on the field, how many snaps they got, and how well they played. But I think you can make a very strong case that all 5 showed why they were drafted in the top 12. There were flashes or more. One was rookie of the year. one could have been Rookie of the Year in Bo Nix. So obviously, Jaden Daniels was Rookie of the Year, and deservedly so. Drake May played really well once he became the starter, and especially down the stretch. Remember, I took Buffalo to the limit in Buffalo, almost mm-hmm. got them. You go to Caleb Williams. Yes, Chicago imploded, but there were plenty of times you saw, okay, that's why he was taken number one. Penix didn't get to play until late, but once he did, hit some big throws, mm-hmm. kept them in ball games, won games. You get the whole idea. So my point being, we don't know until we actually see it. Are these guys rated as highly? I think Cam Ward, probably you would, if you did put him in last year's draft, you'd start debating around the fourth quarterback. But that doesn't mean when it's all said and done, he might not be better than the ones that were picked last year. We don't know.
Yeah.
But he has talent. We shall see. And now, of course, we got a bunch of wild cards, guys. When will Shedeur Sanders come off the board?
Yeah.
Will he go in the first round? You know, Jackson Dart, what happens with him? You know, my first mock draft, I put him at 3 to the Giants. I mean, I caught more, you know what. And people were like, well, what is wrong with you? Can we take you for testing right now? Can we do all this stuff? I'm just going to tell you guys right now, I don't think he's going to go at 3. But if he somehow goes to the Giants in the first round, I may leave the set and say, that's it. I'm not coming back. I nailed it. I'm out.
Hey, mic drop.
I like it. You know what is really interesting, Charles? There's a million things I want to ask you about, and I want to be sure everybody's watching the NFL Network draft coverage tonight. You'll be a part of it all weekend. The only thing that seems certain is Cam Ward going 1. And then maybe Hunter at 2, right? Because even the Giants at 3 could make a splash or something.
Right.
Before I forget, though, because you are plugged in to the University of Tennessee, B. Mitch and I have been talking about this. James Pierce is clearly a talented player. And at least from the stuff we've read, we can't really get a read on what. One thing Brian and I both push back against are when there a narrative forms that there's like character questions around a player, but nobody can identify what they actually are.
Yeah.
And maybe you can't, but maybe you could dispel it or whatever. But I mean, Pierce seems like a baller to me.
He is. And we saw it at the combine. We saw the athletic talent. When you turn on the tape and watch what he's done over the last two seasons, especially the 2023 season when he kind of took things by storm and had double-digit sacks, and obviously the next year you get more attention. But, you know, a little bit of a willowy frame, that's one of the things. You know, we know he's a sprinter. Probably going to need to add a little ballast there, right? But that's okay. That happens with a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
The talent is undeniable. The off-field stuff, I've heard the same things you've heard, right? You know, you've heard character concern, you've heard this, you've heard that, you've heard he doesn't love football as much. You hear all these things. I just watch him play and know that, okay, I know there's something there as a player. Now, the interesting part is we've gotten deeper and deeper into these mock drafts. He was a lock first rounder in all the early mock drafts, and lately I've not seen him in there. In fact, in my last mock draft, I didn't find a place for him. Previously, I'd had him. But you know what's the ideal – when I say ideal, you know what the type of thing happens? He keeps lingering. And in Philadelphia at 32, never makes a move. And says, oh, is that a big-time SEC defense? Done.
Yeah,
that's what they do. And you know where Pierce goes. And they have the type of locker room that if these concerns are indeed real, that fits. But we also have that with Mike Green at Marshall. Tremendous player, right? His numbers all came at Marshall. They didn't come at Virginia. Virginia, there were struggles, and good luck trying to find really good numbers there about statistics.
Mm-hmm.
But Marshall, it all blossomed, it all happened, but still he was answering those questions throughout the draft process. Will he go early, or will he be lingering around and someone goes, our locker room, yes, boom. Mm-hmm. And then you got one of those types of players. So we'll see, guys. I wish I had a really good answer for you. I'm kind of like you. Heard a lot of stuff, but no one has sat down and said, okay, here's what the deal is.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
See, I've had people ask me, like, man, what if my son don't make it, like, the higher round? I'm like, look, man, just get a chance to get in the league, because if you're something, you will open some damn eyes.
Yeah, it's understandable. Like, you guys go through it too, right? You meet these families, and they're excited, they're thrilled, this is the big opportunity. They're all hoping that they're the ones invited to the draft, you know, so they get the nice outfits and walk the red carpet and the whole deal. Look, if you don't get that, and as you said, you get an opportunity, whether you get drafted or you get a free agent contract, It's a great opportunity. I blew my opportunity. I was a free agent. I didn't get drafted. I actually allowed not getting drafted to get into my head so deep that I said, well, they must know I'm not very good. And that's the absolute wrong approach. Yes. And I've been telling people the same story all the way through. No, they don't define you. You define you.
Totally.
And I just know this. When they close the lid of my coffin, the last thought I'll have is, man, I blew an opportunity to give it my best shot to make the NFL. I'm not saying I would have made it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not give myself my best opportunity because I didn't go into it the right way. That'd be the last thought I have, and then slam, it's over. So I've been telling my kids, I tell everyone I meet, don't let that be your story. So I'm with you totally on that, Brian. That cannot be it for them. There are a lot of people wearing gold jackets, Hall of Famers, that were undrafted free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And round 7, round 6. Back in my day, it was 12 rounds. We didn't get picked. Okay?
Yeah.
Bart Starr, one of the great quarterbacks of all time, was a 17th round draft pick.
Damn.
I could go on with these stories all the time. You guys know that.
Well, it's interesting you say that because there's so much interest in the first round, and then it kind of wanes. And
yeah.
Adam Peters is running the Commanders operation now. And if you look at some of the best success the San Francisco 49ers in building what was a two-time NFC champion over, the course of 4 years or whatever,
yep.
was further down the draft finding guys. Yeah. Kittle, Warner,
second,
Purdy,
third, fourth,
obviously. Yeah, and there's so much excitement for tonight, but that it's not over after tonight. And specifically, I wanted to ask you about somebody, Charles. In your latest mock draft for NFL.com, you have the Commanders taking Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle out of Texas. But in your comment, you write, Benjamin Morrison is your favorite corner in this draft. Now, yeah. I think Morrison is projected to go Friday night.
Yes.
This is a dude that I think dealt with injuries last year. But
he did.
As a freshman, 3 years ago, he had 6 picks. What do you like about Morrison? What do you like about him maybe Friday?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, it's funny you brought that up. And for me, I'd written in my notes the word comfortable. Because everything I watched on tape, that's the word that came to mind. Whether he was impressed, whether he was off, whether he was in zone, whether he was a man, whether he was blitzing off the edge as a cat corner, whether he was coming up to tackle. Comfortable. He looked fine in everything he was doing. I do believe that Friday is probably more likely because of the injuries. Like, he's had hip issues. So he's had I think he's had both hips done, that sort of deal. That took some time away. His medical recheck came back really good right before the draft. You know, he had his own private workout on Monday, and I was told that went really well for him. But it's deep into the process. So you wonder if people are going to want to take that shot at him, because I do think healthy all the way through. We're talking about him with Will Johnson, Jadae Barron, Trey Amos, all the corners that I expect to go tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I love Benjamin Morrison. And Banks, I'm just going to tell you this, guys. I've got him down there. I've had a few people that I think are really smart in this that have called me and said, dude, too low. You got him too low. He's not going to be around there.
Wow.
That's the call. I got multiple calls.
Well, there's questions about the tackle depth here, right? So I could see Banks going.
Yeah, you can see him going. And here's the thing. When you watch these guys play, you guys remember when it all started, what did we talk about? Was him, right? Campbell from LSU was arm length, hand size. Can they do this? Can they do that? We've had examples all the way through of it working and not working. I think for Campbell and Banks, they're both going to be left tackles until proved differently.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I don't care about the arm length at all. Rashawn Slater had the same concern.
That's the exact guy I think about every time I hear it.
Right?
Yeah.
He's living just fine with the Chargers. Now, the interesting thing is the guy that succeeded Rashawn Slater at Northwestern was Peter Skoronski. And as soon as he was drafted, the Titans moved him to guard. So it's all a matter of how you look at it. And by the way, he's staying at guard. He's not moving back out. It's all a matter of how you look at it, what you think is going to work. And in today's ball, I take him, I play him there until I believe he can't play anymore, and then I move him into guard if I have to, but I've still got a really good lineman. We don't have the same stigma that if you draft a left tackle and it doesn't hit, then he's an absolute bust. Robert Gallery went through that. Remember that when he was number two overall pick out of Iowa?
Yeah.
And it didn't work well at left tackle. They moved him to guard. He played really well for double-digit years in the league, and everybody still says, he was such a bust.
Nah.
No, he wasn't a bust. He was a good player. But he didn't make it at left tackle, so that made him a bust in their eyes.
Well, if you look at the Cowboys when they had their great line, you look at the Eagles right now, not all those guys are playing positions they played in college.
No.
They get the best five on the field, and that's why I haven't been concerned about it. When they brought Tunsil here, you move Coleman to another spot, get you another guy. You get the best five guys out there, that makes your team better. It's not that, I got to get the left tackle, the right tackle. Who cares?
No, and in today's ball, the left tackle, right tackle almost need to be the same guy. It used to be you put your road grader at right tackle, your dancer at left tackle, and protect your quarterback's blind side because 9.9 quarterbacks out of 10 are right-handed, mm-hmm. right? So you do that. Now I think you need, quote-unquote, two left tackles because what do the elite pass rushers do? They'll either switch sides.
They jump around.
Or they move to the other side anyway and take advantage of the so-called weaker tackle.
Yeah.
I will just leave it this, that Super Bowl the Eagles won against the Patriots. You guys remember Jason Peters, who's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day.
Yeah.
He went down. Do you move Lane Johnson from right tackle to left tackle? The Eagles decided, man, instead of weakening two spots, he's staying. And by the way, a lot of pass rushers in our conference stay on that side. Let's use Halapulavate Vaitai, get him right, and work our way through. They didn't know if it would work, but they did it. They hung in there. They won a Super Bowl. I'm always much more of an advocate of one move, not two moves on my offensive line.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Big V. Talking with Charles Davis, you can watch him all weekend on NFL Network as they cover the NFL draft. Starts tonight, 8 o'clock in Green Bay. Charles, specific to Washington tonight, lot of talk, a lot of suggestion. They want to move back in this draft. Yeah. And, you know, after the big trade to go get Laremy Tunsil and lesser draft capital out the door, but the trade to go get Deebo Samuel, it's easy to see why they might want to move back. How likely do you think that is? And what are some of the teams that might want to move up looking like?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the quarterbacks. Again, we're coming back to QBs. Mm-hmm. Even in a year where they're not rated as highly as last year's, it's still big capital because let's work right through it. Tennessee, very very quarterback needy. Okay, we assume they're going to take Cam Ward. Cleveland at two, extremely quarterback needy. All right, they've got Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. Three, the Giants. Yeah, they signed Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, quarterback needy. Okay, so your top three teams are truly in the market for a quarterback. Your next one is, are the Raiders a wild card one, even though they signed Geno? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're definitely getting to New Orleans at nine. Have to be quarterback needed with Derek Carr being hurt. And last year, that combination of Spencer Rattler and Jake Haefner, I don't think that's where they want to go.
Nope. We saw that combination season, in person.
Right? We saw it in person. That is not – let's just put it this way. I'm a big fan of Spencer Rattler as a person and how he's grown, developed, the whole deal. I've stayed in touch with the young man because you remember his high school years were kind of rocky, all right?
Mm-hmm.
People were like, ooh, I don't know about this kid. I think he's done a fantastic job that way. But he and Jake Haefner right now, they're not wearing the tag team champion belt, okay? That's not where you want to go, okay? Moving from there, your next true quarterback needy team is probably Pittsburgh at 21. So if these quarterbacks don't go in the top 10, in that area, is Pittsburgh going to make a move if they get to a certain point? Pittsburgh over the years has not done that. All right. As an organization, they're not real big on making those moves. Their big moves actually came in free agency.
Yeah.
Getting DK Metcalf. So if that doesn't happen, guys, now we're starting to get into that range of, do people make a move? Who would it be? Well, we've already identified them. Cleveland, the Giants. Is New Orleans a candidate to come back in? You know, everybody's saying, do you come back in the second round? I don't know if people want to wait. I think they may come back in into the first round. And that means now Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart. Does anyone have a flavor for Jalen Milroe? Is Tyler Shuck, with all of his experience, but a one-year guy who made it through on injury? That's where we're coming into. Remember I said for Chasing Shadows? A lot of these shadows are coming out now and saying, Jackson Dart before Shedeur Sanders. Jackson Dart before Shedeur Sanders. I was like, oh, my goodness, these shadows are really screaming now. There's no telling what we're going to get. No telling.
Yeah.
But that's what's going those are the teams I think are most likely to do something. Because in this draft, as we said, starters. You can find good players. And by the way, the same guy at 10 might be the same guy at 70.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the quote-unquote same guy. I forgot who I just saw recently who said, we don't have 32 first-round grades on players. We don't have enough for a first round. But guess what? They're still coming off the board. So yeah, it's going to say first round on somebody, even if people don't have a grade on it.
I can't wait, man. We'll be watching you, Charles. We appreciate you making time for us. It's going to be fun, especially this wide open. Who the heck knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if it gets to a certain point, Washington and Adam Peters may be able to do what you talked about. They may be able to move back and accumulate more capital. It just depends on that point. I feel like the break point's going to be around 2021 where Pittsburgh sits. I feel like people are going to feel like they have to get up there just in case. And if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm making every noise about doing something to make people come up, you know.
Yeah,
I would do that in a heartbeat.
They're telling the world they ain't taking Shedeur. Or maybe they are. Who knows?
Yeah, all you want to do is make sure they believe you're going to do something. Just like years ago, San Francisco and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, they made a lot of noise about that number two pick, and the Bears made that swap with them to go get Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is what quarterbacks make you do. Quarterbacks make you move like that beautiful person you've been dying to go out with, and you're going to do it. I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go. And sometimes that move pays off, and sometimes that move backfires on you. But someone's going to make that move.
That's totally it.
Can't wait for it. All right, Charles, thanks so much, man. Have a great weekend.
You guys take care. Always great talking with you. All the best. We'll all have some fun this weekend. Be good.
Thanks, man. Just absolute class act.
So cool.
Total pro. Always appreciate getting to talk to Charles Davis. He's so good at what he does. A lot to try to disseminate there as we get closer. If you want to hang, if you want to go out tonight for the draft, there's a draft party tapped at MGM National Harbor. Hang with Grant and Danny and watch. Listen, the Commanders pick's not going to happen till 10:30, 11 o'clock if they make a pick. So you can go party for a while and enjoy the draft. The picks will be coming in. Nobody go anywhere.